You know, human organizations, as we know them today, are not going to last much longer. And that is because we have built them on a false premise. These organizations have been built on the premise that you and I are physical beings, and we're really not. We are spiritual beings living in physical bodies.
That's Bob Proctor, and this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining me today as we have Bob Proctor back on the show. And today, Bob is going to go deep. He's going to give us a deep dive as he talks about energy, vibration, and our thoughts. Here's Bob Proctor. Enjoy.
I want to refer back to something Napoleon Hill wrote again that caught my attention when I first read the book. He pointed out in here, somewhere in your makeup, there lies sleeping the seed of achievement, which, if aroused and put into action, will carry you to heights such as you may have never hoped to attain. You know, as I think of this and as I read it now, I'm doing things today that 27 years ago, if anyone had suggested, I would have thought they were hallucinating. I take a look at my paycheck today. It's so completely different than it was when I first started to study this. In fact, the same people that used to pay me $4,000 a year are now paying me $4,000 an hour. And the only thing that's really changed is what's going on inside. Everything was already there. It's just a matter of learning how to use it. Now, he said, just as a master musician may cause the most beautiful strains of music to pour forth from the strings of a violin, so may you arouse the genius which lies asleep in your brain and cause it to drive you upwards towards any goal you may wish to achieve. Now, I'm going to put a couple of marks on the board, and I want you to really think seriously about this. You know, human organizations, as we know them today, are not going to last much longer. And that is because we have built them on a false premise. These organizations have been built on the premise that you and I are physical beings, and we're really not. We are spiritual beings living in physical bodies. And we've been gifted with something called an intellect. And by learning to use the intellectual factors in our personality, we can tap into the higher side of our own nature and improve anything in our physical world. Now, you know, to the average person, that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And it may not make a whole lot of sense to you, as I just said it. But you're going to find, as we go along with this, and as we keep working with this idea, it's going to make an awful lot of sense to you. Now, I have found, when we start to study ourselves, there's only two points of reference we can go to. One is science, and the other is theology. There doesn't seem to be anywhere else to go. I have found that there are only six basic religions. Now, I spent quite a bit of time living and working in California. I think there's something like 4,000 religions in California, but everybody starts their own out there because there's tax breaks, you see. So, but you're still going to find there's just six basic religions, and they all teach us essentially the same thing. They teach us that we are non-physical beings. They may use a different word, but the concept is the same. You know, it's a strange thing. Most people don't even know much about their own religion, and yet they say mine's right and all the rest are wrong, and they don't even know what the others are. I have found that every one of them has the truth in it. We are non-physical beings. See, the truth is something like the center of town. It really doesn't matter which side you approach it from. When you get there, you're in the same place. Now, the other area that we might want to look at is science. Science tells you your energy. As a matter of fact, a DuPont scientist many years ago said that the electrons in the atoms of your body contain a potential energy of more than 11 million kilowatt hours per pound. Do you know that there's enough potential energy locked up in that thing that you're sitting in that we call a body to light up this whole North American continent for nearly a week? And then you'll hear people say, I haven't got any energy. What a ridiculous statement. That's all we are, is a mass of energy. Do you know this thing you're living in vibrates? It glows. As a matter of fact, there is an aura of energy around your body. That is the cells leaving your body. Your body changes at the rate of about 50,000 cells per second. And as the cells leave the body, new ones are created. And you know, you can photograph the energy leaving the body. Semyon Kerlian, way back in the early 30s, perfected a form of photography where he could take and photograph mass, and the rays of energy coming from the body would penetrate the camera, penetrate the film, and you'd actually catch it on the film. And you'd photograph the density and the color of it. I would imagine you're very familiar with this, are you, honey? That's right. And you know, as the image in a person's mind changes, the vibration of their body changes, and the density and the color of this energy changes, and changes dramatically. Do you know you've even got a mental faculty where you can start to feel that energy coming from a person, and you can determine the mood they're in very, very quickly. You can virtually read what's going on inside an individual. Now, as we study this, we're going to find that this side and this side is actually all hooked up. Think of this for a second. You see sitting here on the lectern a glass of water. Now, let's stop and think about this for a moment. We call that glass. It's actually energy. Because of the speed it's vibrating at, we call it glass. We call this water. That's what it is. It's water. But it's actually energy too. As a matter of fact, the ring that's hitting it is energy, and the finger that the ring is on is energy. Everything's energy. Everything vibrates at a different speed. But stay with me here for a moment. What we're talking about here is energy. Now, while the energy is in the vibratory rate it's in that glass, we're going to call it water. And we call it water because it's vibrating at a physical or a corporeal state. If you were to add heat to that energy that we call water, you wouldn't call it water anymore. Then you would change the terminology that you would use. It'd be the same energy, but it would be moving faster in a higher speed of vibration. Then we would call it steam or vapor. And we would call the energy steam or vapor because it's not in a physical vibration. It's now moved into what we call an astral vibration. If we were to continue to add heat to that energy that we now call steam, you wouldn't call it steam any longer. You would call it air, ether, or gas. And that's because it's not in an astral vibration any longer. It's moved into now what we call an etheric vibration. But every level, it's the same energy. Now, as we take a look at this, we're going to let these lines represent levels of vibration, or, as we more commonly refer to them, as frequencies. And you know, each frequency is hooked up to the one above and the one below. There's no line of demarcation where one stops and the other starts. See, every frequency, it's like the colors of a rainbow. As they fit together, there's no place where one color stops and the other starts. They're all joined together. Now, you're never going to see that with something you call sight. Sight is a physical sensory factor. You have to go to one of your higher faculties, and you develop this through understanding. You start to understand. So do you see, the part of us that we cannot see and the part we can see is all the same. This is just the flip side of the coin of this. Spirit always manifests through its polar opposite. We have the ability right here to tap in to this great power that I choose to refer to as spirit, and we can tap in with an intellect, and we can cause this power to literally move into form, into something we call an idea. That idea must literally move into something we refer to as results. You see, both science and theology clearly indicate nothing is created or destroyed. The only thing you can do is cause it to change.
Big thanks to Bob Proctor for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with him and his work, you can go to his website, ProctorGallagherInstitute.com. His Instagram is Proctor Gallagher. His YouTube channel is entitled Proctor Gallagher Institute. His latest book is entitled Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life. And if you'd like to watch the entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in Bob Proctor, You Were Born Rich, Complete 10-Hour Seminar. And yes, it is 10 hours. I've probably gone through about an hour and 45 minutes or so of the talk. And if you haven't noticed, it's when Bob was actually much, much younger. So he's been doing, or he was doing it for quite some time, over about 40 to 50 years, he's been in this personal development space. And it's just amazing how much work that he's put out into the world. So if you'd like to hear more talks with the late, great Bob Proctor, you can go to our show description and check out all the past episodes that we've had him featured on the show. And there will be also be links to all the ways to connect with him and all the wonderful work that he has shared with the world. All right. Don't forget to follow the show, share it, or leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show to see 1 minute inspirational and motivational reels of all the favorite speakers that we feature on the show. All right. That's a wrap for me. As always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.